How's it going, everybody? It's Woody, and I am going to do a 1 to 100 challenge, but this is going to be a little different than normal. This is called a pun to 100 challenge. So I've got different people to contribute puns, and I've written a bunch of my own. I didn't look any up ahead of time, although in retrospect, because it took me like a week to write my own puns, and they're really bad, I probably could have shortcut this way the way through. I'm already touching myself, but I'll give you guys a shout out if you contributed a pun. Most all the contributions are in the first half of this thing, and I'm just playing with myself, so I am hopefully gonna make it to the end of the pun to 100. So here we go. One contribution from Lola Getz. Orange, you glad I didn't say banana? Thank you, Lola. Two, a cinnamon and a girl named Ginger got together and wanted to start a family, so they had a child. Three, every time I draw lines, they turn out crooked, so I'm taking classes on how to make them illustrate. Four, the wrapping paper kept trying out for the sports team, but it always got cut. Five, the road had found a method to steal everything without paying for it, always taking the freeway. Six, the book got goosebumps when touched, sending shivers down its spine. Seven, the two escalators were stuck, looking at each other, focused on a staring contest. Eight, I wanted to celebrate Star Wars with a dessert treat, so I made a Jell-O Vader. Nine, I opened the door to my chicken coop with my turkey. 10, I ordered two large coffees at Starbucks, one for venti now and one for venti later. 11 is a contribution from Pun Finisher. Of course, you would do this when I've taken leave of my senses and I'm completely unable to form even the most basic of coherent thoughts. I can do butter. Thank you, Pun. 12. When a guitar is sad, it's important not to fret. 13. If your holiday decorations have bad breath, be sure to give it an ornament. 14. When the piano lessons got to be quite dull, I was keyboard. 15. When I was a kid, I thought the sun disappeared at night and then it dawned on me. 16 through 24 are puns from Yakuza 82. 16, suffering from a fear of warrior princesses, you've got xenophobia. 17, erotica for the financially destitute is pornography. 18, mountains aren't just funny, they're hill areas. 19, if someone only looks like they're good at taking pictures, they're really more of a photographer. 20, I want a nun's dress made out of armored fabric. It'll be a hard habit to break. 21, if you, like many people, suck at camping, call today to see if you qualify for a free incompetent. My legs are shaking. 22, rolling blackouts sounds delightful. 23, if you're re-enslaving a territory, do you deliberate deliberately, or is there some deliberation involved? 24. You're like a lawyer in a medical malpractice suit, really trying my patience. Okay, and we have 25. We have four food puns from the Coolidge Effect. 25. I see that you are bacon for more puns. 26. It just happens that I am a total glutton for wordplay. 27. I hope I wasn't being too much of a crepe. And 28, what's a virgin's favorite drink? A virginity. 29, when a book falls asleep, it's always cozy in bed under the soft covers. 30, flying bread bird goes to San Francisco. Bagel. 31, a dish's favorite sport is bowling. 32, if Superman was a planet, he would wear a landscape. Okay. 33, we've got a couple food puns from Penny for your top bot. 33, ooh, man, a donut pun. I'm sick of this whole thing. 34, my baking puns are so good, but are on a need-to-know basis. 35, but I really should rise to the occasion before this whole post becomes toast. And 36, is Zombie Lollipop responded to Penny, saying, I think you need to go to bread. And then Zombie had a contribution of her own. 37. What do you call a snobbish prisoner going down the stairs? A condescending con descending. 38. I saw some numbers having six. It started with some foreplay and then quickly moved to 69. 39. Punctuation from definitely not bats. You lot are everything that is both so wrong and so right in this world, sending me into a existential crisis. Thank you, bats. 40, Mr. Rex Ryder. Feeling eel, see a sturgeon. Thank you, Rex. Contributions from Sparkle, Extreme, starting at 41. Personally, I like food puns, but I don't know if you care at all. 42. I think they can be cheesy sometimes, so I'm not sure if you'd find them appealing. 43. 43. Hopefully, I can be convincing. And 44. I've been thinking about them all of the time. And then we've got 11 contributions from Miss Sweetie. 45. Fly. Okay. Fuck. 45. Fly, do you need our help? 46. You are excellent at puns. 47. You are very qualified. 48. You have our seal of approval. 49. If you weren't, it would be pandemonium. 50. But if you still need assistance, you otter post on Instaham. That was like three in a row. 51. Or is that too awkward? 52. You wouldn't want to be hypocritical. 53. Let me know what I can do. 54. I'll be here if you need me. No lion. Thank you, Miss Sweetie. Okay. The rest are mine. I'm going to try to get through this without coming. It's going to be hard. I'm already really close. 55. When I listen blowjob audios on GWA, I always put on my headphones. 56. When your heart gets into a fight, it's always the one getting beaten up. 57. Well, winter clothes don't get. 57. Winter clothes don't always work out because they're mostly sweaters. 58. People who dom primarily over the internet are like televisions because they have remote control. 59. Canadian beer is delicious, but makes me go to the bathroom too much, especially IPAs. 60. When I run out of printer paper, I always get an email reminder. 61. If my meals don't turn out great, I tend to be a bit disappointed. 62. Married bottles of cologne and perfume noticed their mortgage got more expensive. The fragrance was raised. The fragrance was raised. Rents. 63. I'm on the road to the finish. I just see a series of humps to go. Fuck. 64. I wanted to get my sweetheart something special for Boxing Day to tell her that I love her. Boxing gloves. 65. I wanted to doodle Pokemon, telling my friends I gotta sketch them all. I gotta sketch them all. Okay, 66. Then I downloaded this app for my phone, but an entree came afterwards. 67. Are you an indecisive VM? Don't be a hesitato. 68. I could write a whole story about your hair when you tie it back like that. Quite a ponytail. 69. Chippendale wanted to circumnavigate the globe, but couldn't decide on where to start their trip around this world. 70. There's custom flooring at the bottom of the ocean, newly installed carpet. 71. The electrician was also good at gardening. Check out his bulbs sometime. Okay. 72. The annoying pasta wouldn't stop pestering me. 73. When it's cold outside, computers always have to make sure they're wearing their coats. 74. 74. Elevators always get turned on because we're always pushing their buttons. 75. I've been looking for a blender for my New Year's resolution to make healthy smoothies. 76. The invincible Sox beat all of their opponents and went undefeated. 77. The tree was a little sad. It wasn't its chipper self lately. 78. If you're allergic to nuts, you keep going cashew. 79. The hurricane and typhoon both went to a restaurant for lunch, Wendy's. 80. The teddy bear went to a three-course meal and he left a stuffed animal. Oh man. Okay. 81. The camera was rich and I was poor, so I asked it to lend me some money. 82. The pirate was surprisingly polite, so I gave him my planks in return. 83. The pasture kind of smelled like cow's butts, so I invited my friend to the creamery to smell the derriere instead. 84. I lost track of my recorder when I finished, mostly because it was a microphone. 85. The rude cup of coffee was mean mugging me for a long time afterwards. 86. The dinghy was dressed up fancy when it returned to shore, complete with bow tie. 87. The pier would always be in the same place. That was the only sure thing I could count on. Okay. 88. The boat had a brand new electronic invention to help it go called a robot. Rowboat. No, robot. I was right. 89. I was not a big fan of bondage because I never had time for it before. I was always tied up. 90. I asked the concierge who brought back my car for her number. I thought we could maybe valet date someday. Fuck. I forgot about that one. Valet date. 91. I was going to bring her a bouquet of roses since she was really into studying flowers, but I botany instead. 92. The paper towels often fell asleep next to his brother, a napkin. Oh, fuck. 93. I had sex with a loaf of bread. Fuck, Kasia. 94. I share secret messages through GWA, using it as a form of covert communication. 95. Someday, when I finally get to see her molecules naked, I'll take matter in my own hands. 96. The exact moment I come hard inside you, it'll be perfection. 97. I don't want to stop. The tip of my cock going and going like an inner geyser. 98. I'm so close right now, but I need to maintain my temp orgasm. 99. I need to keep going until completion. 100. I'm coming so fucking hard. All of my aspirations are coming true. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 That was a pun of a kind experience. Okay. Well, that was fun.